4CPA Mobile.
Hey, David. Surely you're not going out in this heat to play tennis in 4DJC.
Yes, I am, Jerry, and don't call me Shirley.
Why?
That's one of those famous lines from the Airplane movie. I don't know if you ever saw that. Leslie Nielsen.
About 30 times. I always use that, too. That one ranks up there with a WKRP Cincinnati show about the turkeys.
Yeah. Yep. That what tickled me when they all wanted offices, so they couldn't get an office, so they put tape on the floor and they had to knock on the imaginary door and walk across the threshold like it was really there.
That was a really hysterical show for me. I enjoyed. I didn't watch it till later on. I think it was when I was maybe working on second shift or something. But I didn't get to see a lot of it. Something was going on when it was on TV, the original run. I didn't get to see it later in reruns. And their particular episodes are just they're beyond hilarious.
I particularly enjoyed the guy that acted like he was on drugs all the time, but whether or not he was, I don't know, but anyway, well, did you get in on any of the, contesting, this past weekend?
Really didn't. I worked a couple on satellite, but I didn't get out and listen to anything else. I listened a little bit on two-meter sideband and heard a couple of guys, but, you know, most of the guys were in pretty high power, but heard a couple of guys, you know, North Carolina, maybe Virginia, but I'm on the run at Tim Watts here, so I really wouldn't do me much good to get out, but it was, I was talking to Chad this morning, he said there was a guy in Greenville was running FT8 on 2 meters. I said, yeah, that sounds like that might be interesting. Or maybe it was in the area, somewhere in the area. He chasing the net that night. He gave me his call sign, but he worked a good number of stations on 6 meters, 2 meters, and 432 on FT8.
Software has 2 meter, 440. And I don't know what else. And my radio will do 6 meters. I don't have an antenna for 6 meters. I need to get something. The only thing I can find is a six-element beam, and that's going to be kind of hard to hide being in the HOA. So I'll have to pass on that one, but as much as I'd love to have it, but I should be able to. I'm thinking about putting up what do you call those things? Like a ham stick type thing, and just going that route.
You know, the guy that actually got me started in radio was a big 6 meter buff. He had like a 5 or 6 element beam up about 75 feet, and he ran about 300 watts or so most of the time. But I remember back in 79 or 80, or maybe in 81, it was pretty easy to work 6 meters on a vertical without any, you know, just a very basic, you know, antenna. Because that's one of those bands, when it's open, it's open, and when it's not, it's not.
Always heard, you know, it's either one or the other. It's not in between. but I guess I just need to break down in order the stupid thing and you know, give me some coax from the wire man and put the thing up, get going. But And it'll broadcast on 6 meter FM too. And I don't have an antenna for that. I've got a little mobile antenna I used to use on the car, but there's only one repeater anywhere around here that I can hit. So, and there's never anybody on it. So, I don't really see much use in putting up a 6 meter FM antenna.
Yeah, there were a few years ago, but I didn't even know there was one here in the area. I know there were a couple up around Charlotte that some guys used, but it was 6 meters was even then though back in those days, David, there was still Channel 3 was still broadcasting on over there, and you just had to wait till the wee hours of the morning to get on, otherwise you got into everybody's TV.
Back in the good old days. Oh, me. Yeah, I've heard about it interfering with TV in the past. Yeah, there's 53.41, and there's a tone, a code you have to have for the tone, and I can't remember what the number is, but I've got a little walkie-talkie. Believe it or not, a 6 meter walkie-talkie that's made by Cherokee, and I tell you, that thing, it does a great job. People say that, I've talked to people on 6 meters on that before, and they say it sounds like a base station. In fact, I have to hold the thing about 8 inches from my mouth because they said my mic's real hot.
Cherokee made some 6 meter mobile rigs too. I think they made some 10 meter rigs too. But there was a Japanese, gosh, I can't remember the name of that. Some Japanese firm made some 10 and 15 meter handhelds back in the late 70s too. I don't remember the name of it now though, but it was it'd be a name you would probably recall, but I can't pronounce it now. But they made some, could have been 6 meter rig, but I think it was even 10 or 15 meter. They were
only
around like a couple of watts or something like that, I think, Dave.
I don't even remember. I probably bought this at the Shelby Amfest and back years ago. The only thing I've had to do is I've had to replace the battery. And when I did, I got a quick charger for it. Let's see, I can't remember, I think it's 5 watts, but if I go outside, I can hit the repeater with it, and if I had a 6 meter FM antenna on the roof, I imagine I could hook it up to that thing, to the walkie-talkie, and it would hit it, I would think, and they used to have a net on that frequency every Tuesday or every other Tuesday or something at 8 o'clock, and I used to check into it. And it's been about 4 years ago, I think, was the last time I checked into it.
I'm not real sure. Like I said, I haven't been active. I never was very active on 6 meters because I never had a radio. Like I said, my buddy had one, and man, he could just. We have to wait till the wee hours of morning. There were a couple of ladies, older ladies, lived next door to me. I think they watch TV till it goes off air every night because we couldn't get on until they turn the lights off and then we could get on the air. But we were at a bunch of stations on that thing. DX was, well, like I said, when it was open, for there to watch was a lot on 6 meters. And that thing was it was just fun. I mean, it was just like you were next door. And some days you couldn't talk across the street with the on it, but when the band was open, it was just great. And a lot of people were to bother. I mean, that was a real popular band back in those days. And but since the sunspots have been kind of weak, they look for media scattered openings and that sort of thing. I think a 3-element beam would be plenty enough for most people, though, if you were running, say, 50 or 100 watts.
KB4CBA. Yeah, I had a chance to get a 3L beam, and I let it slip by me. I should have gotten it. But anyway, for 6 meters. Yeah, I guess you're old enough to remember when the TV used to go off at, what was it, 11, 12 o'clock, and it had that civil defense emblem or symbol or something. It had something on the screen that came on, and they played the national anthem, I believe, you know, when the TV went off the air. And that just tells you how old I am.
CQ, KN4HCY. Is anybody reading my signal?
You're sounding good into the repeater, KB4CBA.
4HTY up at Table Rock, Gary. Thank you.
I'll jump in. Well, Jerry, I'm going to, I'm sitting here at the sports club. I'm going to go play some tennis, and played yesterday in this heat. It really wasn't that bad, so I don't see any clouds. It got a little cloudy about halfway through, and it kind of, you know, helped. But I think we're going to be playing in the sun tonight.
Morning. I mean, we got a fair amount, maybe a half inch. It rained pretty good for about an hour or so. It's been dry since then. But, oh, yeah, I remember they put the test patterns up there and played the national anthem. Remember all those days. I'm a little older than you, David. But, take it easy. Stay hydrated. Good talking to you. Save you three. Give you 4CBA and 4DJC cleared.
Yeah, we'll talk to you later. KB4CBA clear.